Chapter 3. The Nature of Things. Climate has always varied, and it will continue to vary, no matter what we do. This truism sounds innocent enough, but it's a rallying cry for the denial industry looking to delay emissions reduction policy. Since its formation 4.6 billion years ago, the Earth has experienced climates much warmer and much colder than today. Early Earth was inhospitable, with an atmosphere largely made of water vapor and carbon dioxide. It wasn't until volcanic activity subsided about 4.2 billion years ago that the planet cooled enough to allow condensation to occur, hence the formation of clouds, rain, then rivers, lakes, and oceans. Venus, whose atmosphere is 96% carbon dioxide, has a climate too hot for life. Its average surface temperature is 477 degrees Celsius. Mars has such a thin atmosphere that its climate is too cold for life. Its average surface temperature is minus 50 degrees Celsius, with the difference between daytime highs and nighttime lows being as much as 100 degrees. Earth, however, has a climate with just the right average surface temperature to allow life to flourish. Primitive forms of life evolved on Earth around 3.8 billion years ago, and the first to use photosynthesis showed up sometime before 2.8 billion years ago, perhaps as early as 3.5 billion years ago. For several billion years, photosynthesis drew down carbon dioxide from the atmosphere and released oxygen. Whereas the early atmosphere may have contained 10% carbon dioxide and negligible amounts of oxygen, today the atmosphere contains 385 parts per million carbon dioxide and 21%, or 210,000 ppm, oxygen. For every million molecules in the air, 385 are carbon dioxide and 210,000 are oxygen. Simply put, photosynthesis provides the air we breathe. For hundreds of millions of years, the Earth and its climate evolved. Global glaciations, snowball Earths, may have occurred around 2.2 billion, 710 million, and 640 million years ago. Less extensive glaciations took place during other intervals. By and large, though, early Earth was much warmer than it is today. Geologists like to classify the world around them, including the time history of the Earth. They use the term Phanerozoic to describe the eon in which multicellular organisms first appeared in the fossil record. This corresponds to the last half billion or so years of Earth's history. The Phanerozoic comprises three eras, each of which is classified by its own prevailing forms of life. The Paleozoic, Age of Ancient Life, covers 542 to 251 million years ago. The Mesozoic, Age of Reptiles, covers 251 to 63 million years ago. And the Cenozoic, Age of Mammals, covers the time since the extinction of the dinosaurs 65 million years ago. Reptiles, with few exceptions, are cold-blooded, which means they don't internally regulate their body temperature. Mammals are almost exclusively warm-blooded, which means they are able to regulate their body temperature. To warm themselves, mammals eat food and convert it to heat. To cool themselves, they perspire and use heat to evaporate water. Mammals have an easier time adapting to both warm and cold temperatures, so they are found all over the planet. Reptiles have difficulty adapting to cold climates, so are more common in warmer climates. Geochemists estimate the carbon dioxide levels in ancient atmospheres using a number of techniques, unfortunately, all with large uncertainty. These include using plant fossils and our current knowledge of how plants react to different atmospheric carbon dioxide levels, as well as looking at isotope ratios.